Would you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is a night of miracles. This is a night to believe. Now, I know some of you, and others of you I have never met before, and I do not know what levels of belief you have brought with you to this sanctuary. But something called you to be here. Something about Christmas speaks to you. Hopefully, something about the message tantalizes you. So we're going to talk about stuff that seems absolutely crazy. There's a story of the virgin birth. We don't know if that happened. But the true miracle of Christmas is that God came to be with us as one of us. Think about that. Everybody here has had experiences with babies. At the very least, you've been a baby. And at some point in time, maybe you had colic, maybe you had an upset stomach. I'm going to use language you often don't hear in church. You had to pee. You had to poop. Jesus did those things. Now think about that. Why on earth would the God that we confess created the entire universe, everything in it? Why would that God choose to come to live amongst us? God wanted to know our lives. God wanted to know our experiences. God wanted to be here for us. And so when we pray in joy or sadness, we can turn to a God who knows what it is like to be human. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what country you come from. God loves you. Think about that. God loves you. And that is a really big deal. Now, I am not a cosmologist, and I'm not a theoretical physicist, but I've read a little bit in those areas. And no one has yet offered a proposal about what came at the very beginning. Now, perhaps we're supposed to believe that time just goes on ad infinitum into the past and never has a start. But that strikes me as being a cop-out of an explanation. The universe and reality had to start at some point in time. What got the ball rolling? Now, you're not going to be surprised to hear me say this because I'm a minister, but I believe it was God. And this God loves us. Do not ask me why. Sure, humans can be very interesting and we can do good things. And sometimes we could be sources of amusement. But there are other times where we're just crowdy. We're mean. We're lousy. And I would not be surprised if God wanted to walk away from us. Now we can read the stories from Genesis about the flood. And God supposedly was so frustrated with humanity that God decided to wipe us out with a huge inundation. God didn't follow through on that. Yes, the flood occurred, but humanity survived. And then we read later in the Hebrew Bible about how God was frustrated with the Israelites in the desert, and he got into a bit of an argument with Moses, and he wanted to wipe out the Israelites. But he didn't. And there were so many times throughout history where God would have been justified for at least walking away from us. God has not done that. God is here in this place right now with each and every one of us. I don't know what gifts may be under your trees. I don't know what you want. But know that you have received the gift of Jesus. Each and every one of us has received that gift. And we're commemorating an event that took place about 2,000 years ago. But we sing hymns and we tell stories as if it's taking place this night. Think about that. It's a really big deal. It's bigger than Washington's birthday, and we observe that every year. If you live in Britain, it's bigger than the king's birthday. And in many countries, there are people who are honored, but they're going to die. And then maybe their birthdays are a commemoration. But with Christmas, we are worshiping a living God. Believe me, and I know those words have been devalued in recent years, but you can take my word on this. God is alive. God loves each and every one of you. Now, we may have problems we have to deal with in our own personal lives, but we don't have to deal with them alone. And yes, I'll make a pitch for the church as being a good place to go and find support and companionship. But if you're in a dark place at night, alone, sitting in your living room, your bedroom, you can talk to God. And remember, the God you're talking to is the God who came to us as a baby. The creator of the universe did not show up in a tank. He did not show up with some Marvel movie quality special effects to wow us all. God showed up as an infant. And God placed himself into the care of humans from the very beginning. A great responsibility has been placed on all of our shoulders. And that responsibility is a gift. God believes in you. God believes in us. And if we're looking at ways to repay God, we can do that by loving our neighbor, working to build a better world, and worshiping God with an honest heart. And each of us will have our own ways to do that. But I said this morning, I apologize to those of you here at worship this morning. God does not need us to stand out on a sidewalk wearing a sandwich board saying, "Believe in me or you're going to hell." God doesn't need that. God wants you to love one another. And yes, there are times when we're not lovable. There are times when we just want to say to folks, "Go away. You bug me. I don't like the way you look." But God doesn't do that. God loves us. And so, yes, I could try to tell you all sorts of interpretations of these scriptures we read tonight. And I can bore you with stuff I've read in lots of books and lots of classes I went through in seminary. But then you'll be wondering, why did you go to church? You didn't come here for a history lesson. You came here, hopefully, to experience something of the joy and power of Christ. We do this once a year. Think about that. And will you remember the magic of Christmas in 3 months' time? 2 months' time? Next week? My hope and my prayer is that Christmas will not be something that you just experience once a day. My hope is that the love and joy of this celebration is something that you will carry in your hearts with you each day throughout the year. And there will be tough times ahead. I can guarantee you that. Because God did not come and promise us a party. The kingdom of heaven that we see here on earth is not all rainbows and unicorns. There are tough times for people, and we can work to try to help alleviate those. But we can enjoy the good things in our lives. So think about laughter and love. You can think about the Holy Family. And earlier this evening, we did a pageant here, and it was great to see young people. Think about that, young people in church. But they were filled with joy and enthusiasm. And then they were supported by some grown-ups. And it was wonderful to see the grown-ups participate in the pageant. But the story, while it unfolded 2,000 years ago, still is being told. And yes, as Christians, we're called to be evangelists. But the story of God's love is something that everybody here can tell and can share in the wider world. You don't have to go to divinity school or seminary or get some fancy degree. You can just tell people, honestly, that God loves you. And that God loves you. And that God loves you. And for whatever reason, God loves me. That's a pretty amazing gift. And like love, there's more of it the more you share. So I wish you all a blessed Christmas. And I hope you all experience great joy.